All across the grounds of the U.S. Capitol, police kept watch, wary after officials said they had foiled a plot that would have struck at the heart of the U.S. government. Police say 29-year-old Moroccan Amin El Khalifi, brought to a federal courthouse under heavy security, planned to shoot up the Capitol and then blow himself up. The news took many of the tourists walking around the Capitol by surprise.
Everything looks great. I mean, it's a perfect day for, you know, tourists and everything. So that's it's pretty scary.
The arrest is a result of what authorities describe as an extensive investigation during which El Khalifi lived illegally in nearby Virginia. Officials say El Khalifi wanted to join a terrorist group and thought he was working with Al-Qaeda. What he didn't know, officials say, was that his suicide vest filled with explosives had come from undercover officers and could not go off. The arrest came on a day when lawmakers were in session and as tourists flocked to the Capitol. But officials say no one was ever in any danger. Still, some of those touring the Capitol had a feeling something was wrong.
A lot of black vehicles were coming and going and quickly. And just that the police that were on their feet were very alert and there were a multitude.
Lynn and Steve Watson came in from the central state of Wisconsin.
I think it's frightening. It's scary.
Quite honestly, I'm very surprised. You know, I don't think we should have any of this happening, period.
Investigators say El Khalifi visited the Capitol numerous times in recent weeks to prepare for his would-be assault. If convicted, he faces life in prison. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.